the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, May 20th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, President Obama claims he just learned of the secret veteran waiting list from watching TV. Then, police work to dispel negative public perception of military vehicles on American streets. And
Satan is here, and he ain't going anywhere. We have your children.
I would definitely punch him in the nuts. And I'd be like, look at the Christian being aggressive. You're calling people's blood and saying your children belong to us. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore.
Well, amid the fiasco at Veterans Affairs, a top official has resigned. But veterans' rights groups are saying that really does little to fix the problem. Veterans' rights groups are saying the resignation of Dr. Robert Petzl is disingenuous, it does little to fix the problem, and frankly, he's just a scapegoat. Petzl was the Undersecretary for Health in the Department of Veterans Affairs. A statement released by the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America says, "We don't need the VA to find a scapegoat. We need an actual plan to restore a culture of accountability throughout the VA." Now, Dr. Petzl, he was set to retire this year anyway. It's highly insulting to them. It doesn't really show a lot of effort on the part of the Obama administration to show that they're doing a lot to change the problem by firing someone who was set to retire. It's basically just giving him an early retirement. Kind of reminds me of that very insulting firing of the IRS commissioner last year. Obama was trying to be big and bad by firing the acting IRS commissioner, Stephen Miller. He was hoping to quell the growing anger over the political targeting of Tea Party groups. And you'll recall that Miller was set to retire about 3 weeks before Obama, you know, fired him. Both instances, the idea is trying to bring in new leadership to help restore confidence. But firing these top officials, again, they're saying it's not really doing anything to fix the problem. It's more of creating a scapegoat. And frankly, the chances are their orders are probably coming from higher up. So amid all of these scandals in the Obama administration, when is the top boss going to resign? I mean, when will he be fired by his bosses? You know, we the people. Once again, Obama claims he didn't learn about this poor care that veterans were receiving until he saw it on the news. So once again, he was watching the old TV, and that's where he learned about how poor the care was that veterans were receiving. The White House Press Secretary Jay Carney responded to a question about when the Obama administration learned about the VA scandal. And Carney claimed that it was just last week when the TV reports surfaced. Now, on the same day that he claimed President Obama and his office were never informed about the growing scandal of secret wait lists at the Veterans Administration, other information emerged that proved that Obama was told about this problem up to 5 years ago. And these uncovered documents reportedly found that authorities in Washington knew about the scandal at the end of the Bush administration, and that news of the problem was then retransmitted to Obama after his election in 2008, which means the entire duration of his presidency, he's known about this. He's done nothing about it. Obviously, he inherited a poorly operating, you know, Veterans Affairs, but he did nothing to fix the situation. And in fact, that was something that he campaigned on. He was highly insulting to the Bush administration for the way the veterans were being treated, and he pledged to reform it. But nothing's been done. In fact, it's gotten worse, and veterans are now dying waiting to receive care. But this isn't the first time that Obama claims that he didn't know about any of these scandals affecting his administration until he saw it on the news.
I believe we learned about them through the reports. That's when we learned about them, and that's when, as I understand it, Secretary Shinseki learned about them.
I heard on the news about this story that Fast and Furious.
Everyone knows, the president did not know about this tactic until he heard about it on through the media.
Something we found out about along with all of you.
He found out about the news reports yesterday on the road.
When did you first learn that the IRS was targeting conservative political groups?
I first learned about it from the same news reports that I think most people learned about this. I think it was on Friday.
When did he know that piece of information?
When it came out in the news about a week ago Friday, I think.
I certainly did not know anything about the IG report before the IG report had been leaked through press,
Isn't it reassuring to know that Obama has no idea about what's going on inside of his administration? Unless he watches it on the news, he doesn't learn about these scandals from any of his staffers. Rather, he just learns about these things from media reports. And he is the president of the United States of America. But he doesn't have any idea what's going on unless he watches the news. Meanwhile, we already know that the news gets their talking points directly from the White House. So I don't really understand that. But something else that's also reassuring, Wisconsin residents are now being told by police, don't worry, we're not going to shoot you with our new militarized police vehicles. That's right. SWAT team leader Lieutenant Jeff Malcor felt it that it was necessary to relay the fact that the vehicle's gun turret had been removed and that the truck wouldn't be used to mow down the locals. He said, we have no ability to shoot out of it. All it does is allow us to get from one place to another so we can deploy our people, or if there's firing coming in, we can back up to a window or something to get people out. But the fact that the authorities even need to make this point just underscores the fact that this is getting out of hand. There is increasing concern over militarization of the police. Last week, we reported that that there was concern coming out of Indiana. Now, this is Wisconsin, okay? So why are these small towns in the Midwest getting these militarized police vehicles? Why are they saying there's this domestic terrorism and massive civil unrest going on in Wisconsin and, you know, places like that where it seems to be very quiet, sleepy American towns? But they're not the only ones that are making promises to the people that they're not going to harm them with their weaponry. The CIA is also making promises. The White House now vows that the CIA will no longer conduct hoax vaccine programs as a cover for their spy operations. Isn't that nice? They've promised they're no longer going to hand out fake vaccines. Now, this tactic was used in the hunt for Osama bin Laden. They staged a fake Hep B campaign for kids. This way they could take DNA samples from children that were living in the Abbottabad compound and be able to compare them with bin Laden's recently deceased sister. This way they could prove if bin Laden was living there or not. Now, after the vaccine hoax was revealed, violent attacks against immunization workers resulted in the death of 56 people in the last year and a half. And, of course, the Taliban violently opposed the polio vaccine program. They're saying that it was a way for the West to sterilize women as well as a cover-up for foreign spying. Now, I'll have a more in-depth report detailing this particular story, but unfortunately, the Taliban isn't wrong about these vaccines being used for mass sterilization programs. This is happening in many countries. It's all part of the globalist plan. So now we have, of course, this new polio outbreak happening there in Pakistan, and that is a direct result of the CIA using these hoax vaccine programs. So they're abusing their trust, and of course you have these humanitarian workers and a lot of humanitarian aid that is now being compromised because the CIA and the government is trying to, you know, take people's good humanitarian efforts and use them as for war tactics. But if the CIA says, don't worry, you can trust us now, we're not going to do that anymore. Now, in some really disturbing news, children as young as 9 years old are going to be given access to sex change drugs. Yes, you heard that right. They could be given these drugs. They'll delay the onset of puberty. And this is the first step towards a sex change operation. Now, the treatment will be offered by one NHS trust to children who are so troubled by their gender that they may wish to undergo drastic surgery after adolescence. Of course, the decision was attacked by critics who described the decision to offer that treatment at such a young age as horrifying and called for an immediate investigation. Now, monthly injections of the drugs known as hypothalamic blockers are used to slow the development of the children's sexual organs by blocking the production of the hormones testosterone and estrogen. What do 9-year-olds know about gender identification? I know they have, you know, gender dysphoria. Some children are special like that. But what if children are just gay, perhaps? And, you know, maybe they don't actually want to be the opposite gender, but they're just, you know, figuring these things out. Or what if you're a tomboy? Or, you know, what if you just like hanging out with your brothers and you want to dress like them, but then your parents want to be so liberal and trendy and say how open they are to all of this that they go and reassign your gender for you and say, well, that's what you wanted when you were 9 years old. Everyone, you know, knows exactly what they want and exactly who they are when they're 9 years. I'm still trying to figure out who I am. This is absolutely crazy. And talk about adding to the confusion of a child discovering their identity. You're just deciding that for them when they're 9 years old. So what do you guys think about that? I think the world has gone completely mad. And the fact is that research shows that there are things being added to our food, to the water supply, plastics that are all causing our hormones to get all out of whack. And of course, if you're a woman going through this while you're pregnant, that's of course going to transfer over to your children. You know, but rather than address these problems first, they're going to give these drugs to children that will effectively stop their natural development. That's completely crazy. Now, one of the ways that people are learning about a lot of these harmful additives has gotten out there is via the internet. People have really been able to access a lot of information, been able to force companies like Subway to stop putting yoga mat material in their bread, or helped a lot of people gather in protest against Monsanto. You know, the internet is one of the most empowering tools for freedom, and that's why it absolutely scares the globalists, and that's why they are trying to axe it worldwide. Now, if you want to look at this article up on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones, it's very informative and it reveals the plan to kill the internet. So you're going to want to start watching for these things. We got the death of net neutrality. Of course, if this is passed, it will allow the televisation of the internet, resulting in large companies forming monopolies and restricting consumer choice. Now, they promise that's not going to happen, but we all know where this is headed. We've got intelligence agencies manipulating the internet with deliberate disinformation. Documents that were recently released by whistleblower Edward Snowden confirm that Western intelligence agencies are deliberately flooding the web with disinfo in order to inject all sorts of false material onto the internet in order to destroy the reputation of its targets. We all know about the government-paid trolls and how they're trying to sway public opinion. In 2010, Canada's CTV News reported on how federal authorities were paying companies to correct misinformation on web forums. Now, the obvious function of that program was to manipulate public opinion on key information like news reports. And this would create the illusion of consensus. And then we've got mainstream news websites killing their comment sections. This is in order to drown out dissident voices that would challenge the prevailing status quo. And studies confirm that article comment sections, for better or worse, are heavily swaying public opinion. So obviously, with the mainstream news shutting down the comment section, that's just another attempt to dictate reality. We also have government agents and their allies infiltrating chat rooms, online social networks, and sometimes even real space groups in an attempt to undermine conspiracy theories. So constantly repeating the necessity for restrictive cybersecurity regulations to be applied to the internet, you know, to prevent cyber attacks. Meanwhile, the United States has been behind all of the recent major cyber attacks. And of course, now we're learning about the Chinese hackers stealing company secrets. So, of course, that'll be a huge push for corporations to, you know, get tighter internet control, of course, because they don't want their company secrets being stolen by foreign governments. We got the internet kill switch, new taxes and regulations, SOPA, CISPA, the FBI's internet backdoor. And Alex Jones and Paul Watson say the end game, the ultimate end game for the bid to kill the internet as we know it, undoubtedly revolves around a plan to create a universal internet ID system. Now, this was recently introduced by the White House. They're already using it in China. This will empower the state to strip anyone who misbehaves of the privilege of using the internet and thereby institute government permission to access the web. So, of course, all we can do is continue to fight against this, vote against this, demand that our representatives do not allow CISPA, SOPA, PIPA, the TPP, all of these ways they're trying to sneak in this control and this desperate attempt to dictate reality. Now, coming up with rampant reports of FBI insurance fraud, why are they insisting that everyone get insurance? Now, Jakari Jackson will be breaking that down, and then we will have the extended version of the face-off between Satanists versus the Christians at Harvard. You're not going to want to miss that. It's pretty hilarious. So we'll be right back.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Affordable Care Act has forced Americans to acquire insurance or face stiff penalties. And like many other institutions, insurance companies are not immune to fraud. According to Dr. Kenneth Fisher's allegations, Noridian Mutual Insurance Company permitted some of its members to receive more benefits than other members on the same insurance plan. Dr. Fisher alleges that the practice may be costing members millions in increased premiums and other costs. There is also fraud in times of crisis when people need help the most. 2 Hurricane Katrina whistleblowers have shown that a State Farm insurance company committed fraud against the federal government in the mishandling of a homeowner's claim after the devastating 2005 storm, according to a federal jury in Mississippi. In New York, there has been reported fraud surrounding Hurricane Sandy as well. State officials are investigating whether Tri-State Consumer Insurance Company is illegally refusing to participate in a mediation program established to help Superstorm Sandy victims get fair settlements for damage to their homes. Insurance fraud is well documented. The FBI estimates that insurance fraud costs U.S. families as much as $700 a year in increased premiums, and that's not even counting health insurance. And one of the largest insurance fraud cases in recent history, Building 7 of the World Trade Center.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
This would be the equivalent of two neighboring houses burning to the ground, so you blew yours up and were still able to collect the insurance money. Silverstein would go on to say that he meant pull out the first responders. You can't debate what would happen to a building struck by a plane, but Building 7 is a controlled demolition if I ever saw one. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Well, pancaking almost like a precision implosion.
It's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before, when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
All non-essential personnel, move away from that collapse.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. And find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
But I think something more important than me is going on. It seems like those friendly Christians are not being so friendly, so.
You wanna be loud! You wanna be loud! On this day of victory, Christian blood will soak the battlefield!
The trumpet of Michael cannot silence the truth! The trumpet of Michael will not silence the truth! The trumpet of Michael can never silence the truth. We have your children. Your children. You go to 9 to 5.
Dan Bedondi for the InfoWars Nightly News. And I'm at Harvard University, where a black satanic mass is supposed to take place later tonight. Protesters have gathered here to demand Harvard not to have the satanic mass. So are you all here protesting?
I'm here to pray today.
The first report was they moved the black mass off of campus, and it was going to go in to a restaurant in Central Square, and now we're receiving a report from New England Cable News that it's been canceled altogether. So we're absolutely delighted. Apparently, protests do have an effect, even on Harvard.
Harvard University was actually started as a Bible school, a place to train up people to be radical for Christ.
This is a great abomination before God.
I heard about the satanic ritual about a week ago, and I've been following the events and decided to come down here and pray.
And where are you from?
Hopkinton, Massachusetts.
We're not going to sit down and let people take what is most sacred to us and trample it underfoot. Just talking about some free expression or right to assemble or whatever is really just a subterfuge. They have speech codes at Harvard like everywhere else, and if they can't recognize this as the same kind of hate speech that they routinely shut down when it is from groups of a traditionalist bent, then they really have no business talking about hate speech as a principle at all.
It's our job to come out and speak the truth calmly and do something for God.
to when he's being attacked?
It makes me afraid, not for myself personally, but for society, for children, for these poor people that come to these things that are curious, because this stuff's dangerous. This is real. It's dangerous.
I'm here to witness the Black Mass, yes.
Okay, now, would you want to take part of it? Or are you protesting?
I would have taken part in the Black Mass. Why not? I've taken part in their Mass. Why not the Black Mass?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm a girl.
I said, ma'am.
I'm good. That other guy just called me that, so I was confused.
I think it's a violation of their rights. If they wanted to hold a satanic ritual, as I said, as long as it's not hurting anyone, as long as no one's harmed during it, there should be no reason why it needs to be canceled.
I would have never stopped it.
As far as I can tell, there's no good reason to cancel the event. There's no violent crowds out here. Everyone seems to be peacefully minding their own business.
Read your book, because it's all in your book.
Repent.
In your book.
Repent.
If thine eye be single, you shall see a straight light.
We're anti-pro-Satan. We are anti-Satan. And anti-pro-God. So, pro-God.
Men were yelling at each other. So I'm saying maybe, not men yelling would be, a third thing, as opposed to God versus Satan.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, totally. Yep.
Still, I just find it kind of funny how, the Christians won't allow anyone to have a satanic black mass, but they can have their own mass, and no one protests it, and it's fine, you know? It's okay. Like they're saying they're right, and the way they think is the only way to think, and if you think on the opposite side in Satanism, you're wrong and stupid.
Well, the reason I'm here is to make sure that the actual message of the so-called adversary, Satan — Satan means enemy, I don't know if everyone knows that — but the so-called adversary is not actually what Satan's about. Satan's about love, kindness, acceptance, liberty, truth. Those are just five of the bullet points, the 5 points of the pentagram. See,
My God is Bast, the Egyptian god of war, and I just yesterday invited Jiza into my heart, which is a female Jesus, more scantily clad than a regular Jesus.
Lucian Greaves is not even his name. His real name is Doug Mesner. He is a fake to the extreme. Anybody that reads his page knows this. He has admitted he's not a Satanist. He doesn't believe in Satan. He's not spiritual on any level, and yet he claims he's doing positive things for the satanic community.
Satan, with the goat head, a pentagram in the background, surrounded by adoring children. It is hilarious and scary, and also part of an elaborate trolling enterprise by an organization called the Satanic Temple, which has emerged as a weird, bizarro world religious freedom gadfly.
Everything he's doing is a publicity stunt for a movie he's making called the Satanic Temple.
So what he's trying to do is piss people off, so to speak?
Oh, yes, and he is succeeding, especially within the ranks of the satanic community. We all despise him.
Okay, are you a Satanist yourself?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And basically what you're saying, he's not a real Satanist.
He's not a Satanist on any level. He's admitted to, for
the
example...
The statue in Oklahoma and the Black Mass at Harvard, I feel, were completely separate, and I was a little disappointed at all the press we got for the Black Mass, because I feel it overshadows the more important issue of the... of the monument.
And he's working the statue they want to put up in Oklahoma, and here's a real kick in the head. The person whose name is on the papers that is actually enabling him to do this is the wife of a convicted sex offender.
The Satanic Church is in the back of Adam and Kelsey Daniels' home. Kelsey is the one who submitted the application to have the Satanic monument erected at the state capitol next to the one of the Ten Commandments.
Adam Daniels, in 2009, was convicted of a sexual battery on a person over the age of 16.
You know what? Satan is here, and he ain't going anywhere. We have your children. We have everyone that we need to defeat you, because in the last war, there was one-third, and we almost won. Michael Anu, I don't care what you go by now, we will defeat you.
Now, does it scare you or infuriate you that this stuff is now going on in the public?
It actually infuriates me, but it also strengthens my faith and makes me want to become a militant for my church and come out and stand up for the truth and what's good and right.
I think it shocks and disappoints me more than anything else.
Now, Homeland Security, now our own government is now classifying the average Christian now as a domestic terrorist. Now, how does that make you feel that our government is now targeting us?
I do know that I've seen a lot of Democrat political figures talking about Christians as terrorists.
Well, I guess it makes me know that the people in my government are no longer representing me, and that I have to continue to know my faith and believe in my faith and trust in God, that in the end, he will prevail.
I expect that saying what the Bible teaches eventually is going to be illegal, and so be it. We have to keep saying it.
We live in dangerous times.
I think it's horrible. I mean, what else is there to say? All sorts of organizations, disreputable organizations that have their own agendas, like the Southern Poverty Law Center and groups like that, demonize Christians who want to publicly profess their faith like we are and who oppose all sorts of abominations against marriage, abortion.
And that's considered to them hate speech.
Yeah, it's considered hate speech. But, of course, they engage in their own hate speech by vilifying us, and there's a nice double standard that they have for themselves.
The protesters that say otherwise, unfortunately, they're just believing what they're told. I mean, not everyone has a genius IQ like me and Kanye West, so it's really hard for everyone else to figure it out. But I figured it out. I could tell you. I
mean, we're physically pushed out of there before we put him in anyone.
He didn't touch nobody. These are violent gatherings.
We got thrown out of a public space. We were physically shoved, torn, pushed.
We didn't touch anybody.
He never
did.
Did that work
for you? I bet y'all wanted a blowjob, didn't you?
So right here at the church behind us, the gentlemen who were leading this event tonight actually came in to the pulpit. I was kind of walking away and headed back to the parking garage. They came into to this church right here, went behind the pulpit, pushed people out from behind the pulpit, and started screaming aggressively, "Hail Satan," etc. Just basically trying to worship Satan in this house of God right here. So I did go in and just kind of told them they needed to leave. And at that point, several gentlemen from the church behind us did escort them out. They did not go willingly. They're actually violent in the process, and they were screaming and trespassing until the police actually came about 5 minutes later, and then they changed their whole story. So that's what happened.
And as you can see, it's a great spiritual divide, as we had got comments from people from both sides of the fence. But yet, this is the question. Could this be another attempt by the mainstream media and the government to not only divide the American citizen politically and racially, but also spiritually as well? That's the question you might want to ask. And this is Dan Bedondi for the InfoWars Nightly News.
I fear losing Christ more than I do of this in itself, because Christ is greater than this.
Thank you for watching the show tonight, and we'll see you here again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.
All right, tonight I'm going to be joined by a Veterans Affairs employee who is a whistleblower, and he contacted me the other day with some pretty disturbing information about corruption inside and files being shifted and names changed. Now I want to go to him and ask a few questions and see what he has to say. All right, so thank you for joining the show today. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing just fine. I just think that a couple of things need to come to light.
And what would you like to tell us today?
Well, to start, I think that the people need to know that this goes way past patient care. Even though patient care is top priority for our vets, I'm a veteran, the corruption within the bureaucracy of the VA, at least here, is it's overwhelming.
Well, what are some of the things that you've seen going on there?
Well, one thing on the clinical side is they worry more about their own pockets than they do the patients. They want to stop working nurses and doctors on the weekends, and replace them with students and residents. Now, however, I understand that there's probably going to be one doctor and probably one RN. However, this is putting our patients and our veterans at risk. I mean, you can't just put a student there by himself to take care of our veterans.
So they had veterans taking appointments and working with the veterans?
No. What they're talking about doing up in the ICUs is replacing the nurses and the doctors with students, nursing students, and residents, which is residential doctors that stay there. not real doctors, not real nurses. Just for the weekends, however, what that does is that creates a cost cut on the clinical side, which lines the pockets of the upper administration and puts our veterans' health at risk.
So have you, at your Veterans Affairs Center, are you going through the same long wait times there for soldiers to get their care?
Since this has broken in the news, there has been an influx of patients so fast and so quick and so directly related to this that the parking lots are full constantly now. For the past week, there's been lines and lines and lines of people. There's in the administration areas, they're shuffling boxes. I'm sure that there has been wait times. I personally have not had a wait time. I don't use that facility. But the influx of patients just recently, just to get them in the door. Let's get them in the door. It's a dog and pony show at this point.
Now, do you know of any, have you suffered any of the loss of lives with veterans due to lack of being seen and getting the appointments they need to catch things?
I personally have not. However, there are suicides that have happened at that center. There are several times they've lost patients and haven't been able to find them, and they just wander. It's a huge center. I mean, it's 250-some acres, and they wander around, and they can't find their patients. I mean, there's lack of care everywhere. As far as the deaths are concerned, I am not at that level at this center to be able to establish the facts on that end.
Well, with the suicide you mentioned, now, is this because the veteran affairs officials there, the doctors, they're not getting to the root of the problem? They're just instead medicating them?
Yes.
So there's an over-medication and not getting to the root of the problem with group therapies and things like that happening at your center?
Yes.
All right. So have you seen any evidence of them trying to alter or change records at the VA center to make their VA center look good overall on paper?
It's called shuffling the books there. And here recently there's been a very rapid race to move records, boxes, change labels, whatever it may be. They're putting in rooms that nobody would look in, like if Joint Commission was to come or the IG. These are rooms like that are used for other things, not records. And there's multiple times that I've seen in the past week or so them moving boxes. Oh, and speaking of audits, all the audit, this, and, you know, it only takes 2 years. They only do 2 years, so let's get rid of this and put it in here. So apparently they're hiding their tracks somewhere.
Now, have you heard anyone from higher up as to why they're doing that, or have you just kind of heard the whispers and seen them doing that?
There's whispers, and I've seen them doing it. However, the higher-ups are very quiet at this point. There was a lot of emails in the beginning about how this center is the best, and of course that's with any center, and how this situation that's going on in the news is not affecting us, but there was an inspection going on. It's supposed to be last week, and before that inspection, things were happening, and I could tell, everybody could tell, and nobody there is blind.
Now, have any of your superiors, so to say, come to you directly and said, you know, keep certain things that you hear hush hush at all?
There was a statement made. It was a general statement, not directed at me, but directed at certain other employees, including me, that are veterans, that do you see what happens to the people that try to get things straight around here? They're not here anymore. Now, that doesn't directly mean that, you know, they're going to fire us if we say something, but it's pretty telling of what they're trying to tell you.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, if you talk and you open your mouth and you try to bring something negative to the table and speak on anything negative happening, they do want to take action and fire. I mean, that's pretty ridiculous. I mean, we shouldn't have to, for you as an employee there, you shouldn't have to worry about that. You should be able to bring something like that to the front and get information on it.
That would never happen for employees. The upper administration tries to keep things as tightly sealed as possible. There are veteran nurses that are veterans that are there, and I have spoke with them, and they see things beyond what I see. They see the lack of care with our veterans. They see the calling of board meetings for all the nurses for a uniform issue instead of worrying about the patients. Okay, this is a patient care issue. Who cares right now about uniforms have to be this, this, and this? Well, you know, these nurses are getting a little tired of it. And they want to speak out also, but the bureaucracy's got them so scared. It's really, really, they're kind of hush-hush. They talk to me, but they don't really want to go that much further.
What else have you seen up there in your time working there? And do you have any tips that maybe we could get out to the people to kind of help?
They don't really hold the veteran at 100% like they should. This is the Department of Veterans Affairs. They hold their own pockets and their own self-worth at that center or in that system higher than they do the veterans. The things that I've seen are that you've got human resource issues where veterans come in, want a job, and they won't give it to them. They'll give it to a family member of somebody who already works there. And it's gotten to the point where you've got veteran preference only jobs, and this is a law, you know, that they will hire a non-veteran over a veteran with a preference, with a disability. Before they will hire that veteran, they will hire a family member of somebody who already works there. It's a huge bureaucracy, and it's a huge game, and somebody has to break the corruption.
I mean, that's insane. They're not going to hire veterans at the Veterans Affairs Center right now, and they're only going to people who work there. I mean, that's how you keep that corruption inside, and by not allowing new, fresh, younger people in there with ideas. I mean, I can't believe that they're doing that. That's just...
Well, you also have the point of, now, I personally am not against non-veterans. I'm 100% for my veterans, but I'm not a non-veteran hater. However, you have supervisors in supervisory positions in this hospital that have been made statements, racial slurs against veterans, have made statements that, you know, older veterans, they should just be taken outside and shot in the head because they're worthless. And this person still works there, and he's still a supervisor. You tell me how wrong that is.
That's very wrong. Has anyone filed a complaint or anything like that? Or are most people overall kind of scared to speak out because, you know, the threat of possibly losing their job and retirement and benefits?
Both. We have had people, I mean, that's not my issue. I heard it, but at the point in time I heard it, there was other veterans around, so I assumed they were going to take the charge. It was their supervisor, but I think they're so scared because they've got them that scared that they don't want to say anything. So what they do is a couple of them will go to the union, and what the union does is just slap them on the wrist and say, okay, don't do that again. It's always being done by this person. It's ridiculous. I mean, how can you stop the corruption and the insanity if you have a supervisor that's a non-veteran saying these things to veterans, scaring them about their jobs and telling them that because you're an older veteran, you know, you ought to be taken outside and shot in the head? Well, hey, I got something to say to him. While he was wiping his butt, these guys were out there fighting in the fields for his freedom. How can he have the right to say that about them? But nobody says anything because it's an inside thing. It's kept in the walls. Hush, hush.
So it's kind of like a death panel. I mean, they're saying that the older people, put them out to pasture. It's pointless. We don't need that.
10-4.
And, I mean, do you know of any lists, too, in regards to how the Phoenix VA Center was? Does your VA Center have a secret list, so to say, where they have a list of people that are being denied health care?
I don't know about a list. I'm not at that level of the administration, or I don't. That's not my job. However, there are veterans that work there that I've asked, oh, do you go here, you know, for your health care? Well, no, they denied me health care. So how can they deny one veteran? And he was in the Navy, and he served 10 years in the Navy, but they're going to accept somebody that did 18 months in the Marines and got kicked out for drugs, and he's in the healthcare system. However, this Navy veteran that did 10 years got denied healthcare. I know that for a fact. However, I don't know of any lists.
I want to thank you for your time today, sir. I mean, it's, I understand how, you know, scary it almost has got to be to just kind of come forward on an issue this big. You know, I appreciate you for your courage to come out and speak out, because we need to get something like this taken care of, because it is a number one priority to get our veterans the care that they deserve.
I 100% agree with that. And I want to thank you for your time, and I want to thank you for what you're doing. And I hope the people that hear this at least acknowledge the fact that there's a whole bunch of issues here. There's more than just what you're seeing on TV. And they're hiding a lot of things, and you're never going to see it on the mass media.
Well, I hope that over time, as you find things out, you know, keep in contact with me and let me know. And if you do know of any other people who would like to speak out and, you know, shine more light on this corruption, please contact me and let me know. And I, once again, thank you for being on the show tonight.
Thank you very much. Have a nice night.
You too. Once again, I'd like to thank him for coming on tonight. And thanks for watching tonight, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.